You're listening to Montezuma Mixtape. On the show, we provide evidence to the claim that everyone has a story to tell. And maybe you've told that story twice, and then again and again. Then maybe it's the best story you know how to tell. It's the story we tell around the campfire when we warm our hands and our ears are open. The story we tell on the first date to conjure laughter from across the table. The story that brings the party to a huddle and the night becomes a brimming reservoir of curiosity and superstitious happenstance. These stories are about ourselves or stories we heard about someone else. About the heat wave of 88 when your Geo Metro broke down between here and Flagstaff and a traveling clown gave you a ride with the windows down. Or your Uncle Bruce's all-too-convincing UFO sighting retold every Thanksgiving. These stories are heartwarming or disturbing, God's honest truth or a load of bunk. To put it simply, these stories are good stories, moving, memorable, and repeatable. The purpose of this show is to cultivate the stories that come from your neighbors' mouths, give them a megaphone, and show that a small-town county is, without exception, full of big stories. Stories are what turn a community into a place of characters. Let's become familiar. This is an icebreaker where old news is encouraged. Each episode, we have a new guest, each episode, a new story. The second component of this show is music. Music to show how stories find new expression in other mediums and art forms that place us deeper into a thatching. Each episode, there will be an originally curated mixtape that aligns with the story, not necessarily stylistically, but thematically. So listen close and connect the dots.
I'm just a lonesome traveler, the great historical bum. Highly educated, from history I have come. I built the Rock of Ages, 'twas in the year of one. That's about the biggest thing that man had ever done. I worked in the Garden of Eden, it was a year of two. Joined the Apple Pickers Union, I always paid my due. And the man had signed the contract to raise the rising sun. That was about the biggest thing that man had ever done. I was straw boss on the pyramids and the Tower of Babel too. Opened up the ocean, let the migrant children through. I fought a million battles and I never lost a one. That was about the biggest thing that man had ever done. I beat the daring Roman, I beat the daring Turk. Defeated Nero's army with 30 minutes work. I fought the greatest leaders and licked them every one. That was about the biggest thing that man had ever done. I was in the revolution when we set the country free. It was me and a couple of Indians that dumped the Boston Tea. We won the battle at Valley Forge and battle at Bully Run. That's about the biggest thing that man had ever done. There's a man across the ocean and I guess you know him well. His name is Adolf Hitler and damn his soul to hell. We'll kick him in the panzers and put him on the run. That'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done. Mines and mills and factories that run for Uncle Sam, producing for the soldier boys that fight for this great land. Our job, it is a tough one, it'll take us everyone, but this'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done. There's warehouse guys and teamsters and guys that skin the cats, guys that run the steel mills, the furnace and the blast. We'll stop the Axis rattlesnakes and thieves of old Nippon. That'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done. Hell, I better quit my talking, 'cause I told you all I know. Please remember, partner, wherever you may go, the world is digging Hitler's grave, and when the job is done, that'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done. Yes, that'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done.
We're here with Tucker Robinson, the man behind Cottonwood Farms. We're here in his chicken coop. The dogs are running around.
In the summer of 2000, I was able to take part in a month-long trip focused on D-Day and the 1944 invasion of Normandy, France. We traveled to numerous locations in the United States, England, and France, all of which had played an important role in this multinational military operation. Throughout the trip, four American veterans of this historic conflict accompanied us. On a slightly overcast July morning, we stood at low tide on the expansive Omaha beach. The white sand of the beach almost sparkled in the morning light as the waves gently lapped nearly a quarter mile from the high tide mark. Steep bluffs stand watch over the English Channel on the south side of the beach, a formidable landform dissected by numerous drainages that provide the only access to and from the beach. I stood with these four veterans of the 1944 invasion of this beach, old now, but with unwavering recollections of this place. 50 years ago, they had risked everything at an age barely older than I for a cause that likely felt somewhat distant to them. We stood on the beach for some time as the cool breeze blew off the English Channel. Stories were told, memories were relived, and emotions ran high. The veterans were very generous with their individual accounts of their experiences on that fateful day in June. It was a passing of oral history from one generation to another. Stories of young, well-trained, and knowledgeable men who were thrown into the chaotic jaws of hell. They arrived great distances from their intending landing point, and running that distance under fire with one mission, placing explosives. Failure to do this would deny the thousands of soldiers behind them an exit off that beach. Stories of cold, fear, confusion, duty, and success. Landmarks were pointed out and described in detail, still looking hauntingly the same as these men remembered them from 5 decades before. As the tide moved in, the immensity of this invasion became more and more clear to us who had not been there, our parents not even having been born yet. Stories tell themselves on the beaches of Normandy. They come alive when you're accompanied by the men who created them. Sitting atop a concrete German pillbox, still containing the rusted skeleton of a once destructive artillery piece, we looked over Omaha Beach. We sat now as a larger group, about 25 people, students, veterans and their families, our French hosts, and the organizers of the trip. Endless stories flowed, as did the accompanying tears as tales of loss and unfathomable sacrifice were told. All of this in a place so tranquil, it is hard to imagine war on this beach. While in this location, a young German couple approached our group to listen to the stories. They stood there for multiple minutes, eyes welling up with tears. During a pause in the conversation, the woman stepped forward, crying. She spoke in clear English. "I just wanted to say thank you," as she looked the four veterans in the eyes. "If it had not been for you, we would have been born into Nazi Germany." With that, there were hugs, handshakes, and the couple quietly continued their walk down to the white sands of a quiet Omaha beach, leaving us speechless, processing this interaction. To us, the stories of the veterans' exploits were simply that, stories. Distant oral history of times long past in which history comes alive. To the German couple, they represented something much more tangible. The actions which make up these tales are what defined their country and continent, directly impacting their lives in ways that are almost unknowable to most Americans. The poignancy of their thanks struck a deep chord in everyone who witnessed it. It made history real and added value to the sacrifices that these four men and the hundreds of thousands of others like them made generations ago. The power of a simple thank you was shown that day, as well as the fact that stories, no matter how mundane or incredible, are too important not to be told. We'll listen. Perfect. By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I will inspired by what he'd done. He fought a war that was won, though many a son did not live on. Tattered and bruised from the sea, he came.
boots and his bags, they were lost. He kept just one piece from all the years that he fought. Oh, close to his heart like a stone, a Japanese flag he'd saved from rusted bones. Soon finding health in the light, he looked and found love she gave him day and night. Oh, Mary, they did and were true. For 61 years their love and family grew. 6 children they brought to this earth, though the last passed just days beyond his birth. To shelter and feed, he toiled from dawn till dusk for us, giving his life to loved ones, always in generosity. His eyes spoke of kindness and free, a freedom he gave to you. I miss his good hand upon my head.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world below.
For the winter,
we've got kale, spinach, lettuce, carrots, radishes, cilantro, turnips. I think that's it.
The trail is dark and dusty, the road is kind of rough, but the good road is waiting, and boys, it ain't far off. Trails of troubles, roads of battles, paths of victory, we shall walk. I walked out to the valley, I turned my head up high, I seen that silver lining that was hanging in the sky. Trails of troubles, roads of battles, paths of victory, we shall walk. The evening dust was rolling as I'm walking down the track. There was a one-way wind blowing, it was blowing at my back. Trails of troubles, roads of battles, paths of victory, we shall walk. The
bumpy, it's a hard old road to ride. But the clear road's up yonder with the cinders on the side. Trails of troubles, roads of battles, paths of victory we shall walk. Of its wheels told me of a new day coming across the field. Trails of troubles, roads of battles, paths of victory we shall walk.
Reaching for butterflies,
all
the soldiers never die, and the gun against their shoulder, but it gets a little older, and just like that older shoulder, it just gets put away. Oh, I'm an old forgotten soldier, since they put an end to war. And I'd like to tell my story, but you don't wanna hear about the war. I'm an old
deserted.
I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw the hearse come rolling, oh, to carry my mother away. Will this circle be unbroken?
You've been listening to Montezuma Mixtape. Our guest today has been Tucker Robinson. For a full track listing of this week's musical selection, please visit our website, montezumamixtape.wordpress.com. Again, those of us at the show believe that everyone has a story to tell. If you're ready to tell yours, contact us by sending us an email at montezumamixtape@gmail.com. Montezuma Mixtape is produced by myself, Greg Harpel, and Ian Mott. Our thanks go to our storytellers and to Tom Yoder at KSJD, Dryland Community Radio. Join us again next month for another story.